to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement down by the river across the street from the water treatment plant. You are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. Yes, lovely Lawrence, Kansas, where it's fucking snowed again. Not quite as bad last night as it normally is, but enough to make getting up this morning requiring me to once again dig out my vehicle and then shovel a whole lot of snow once I got to work so that people do not slip, fall, and sue the shit out of us. Just enough to make going across town to pick up some beer I ordered a little difficult, so I'm going to have to save that till tonight when we go get our taxes done, which requires driving down a country highway, and I hope to God they've plowed it, and I hope it's had enough traffic to where it doesn't suck. So, anyhow, enough bitching. I've been stuck in the house enough the past few weeks that I'm feeling antsy. I've had a lot of caffeine to drink today, and so it's going to be heavy, it's going to be fast, it's going to be a bit brutal. Let's get that started, shall we? We're going to start it off from their second self-titled album, this one from 2000 on Hellcat Records. This is Rancid with Poison.
One another in the name of truth. Some people are poison. One of us can like opium. And I'm standing in the right.
signs of my abilities. I'm living in my own dark cloud on a world for the fight that I gave by the door. Some people are poison when the mist gets my copia. And I'm scared in their eyes to unload them. All the poison, get a poison. The violent aspect of the dead of man. Let me respond to that if I can. Illuminated manuscripts written by hand. Accusations that are made from the very beginning. Some people are poison when the mist gets my copia. And I'm staring in their eyes to unload them. What a poison, get a poison. Poison!
Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control now. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem, he's out of control. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. He's got static on the brain, out of control now. Johnny's got a problem and he's out of control. Got static on the brain.
originally by French hard rock group Trust. That is Anthrax with a cover of Antisocial. That's from their album State of Euphoria. Before that, Johnny's Got a Problem by D.I. off of Horse Bites, Dog Cries. And we started everything off with Rancid doing Poison from their 2000 self-titled release. Yeah, we're getting started. It's getting... That was more fast and, you know, punky. But I think in this next set, it's definitely moving into the brutal, punishing hardcore. I've got a couple tracks from some 7 Inches that came in for review last week. The reviews are up on the blog, and you can read those, and I'll probably talk about them more at the next break. But we're going to start it off yet another track off the Fat Music for Fat People. I'm sorry, Fat Music Volume 4 compilation, Life in the Fat Lane. This is Sick of It All with Pass the Buck.
I'm do they conquer?
From their self-titled 7-inch on The Cottage Records, that was Weak Teeth with And They Shall Inherit the Earth. Before that, also from a self-titled 7-inch, that was Heartless, doing Absent, self-released. It's on it's on Heavy Duty-ass vinyl, and they're from Pittsburgh, and it comes in a hand-screened sleeve. Quite nice. Quite nice. And we started everything off with Sick of It All doing Pass the Buck. That can be found on the Fat Music Volume 4 Life in the Fat Lane compilation, or originally on their Call to Arms full length. Also on Fat, obviously. That was sort of their first album, like back on the indies, I guess it was. And good record. Underrated. Very underrated. Weak Teeth. I said that was the best track on that album, and I stand by that, and I'm really hoping they play it live. I'm hoping to see them. They're playing next month on the 2nd of March at the Overlook in Lawrence, Kansas, which is about 3 blocks from my house, which is freaking sweet. Eagerly awaiting. You'll probably see a show review, if not an interview, and photos on the blog after that happens. All right, we're going to get into, let's just call it something different. Not quite hardcore, not quite punk, not quite, I don't know what it is. But we're going to start this off from their Way is Narrow single. It's the song of the same name, and this is Iron Age.
All that I say, it's like an unknown.
from the 12-inch single of the same name. That was Palehead with I Will Refuse, originally found on the Palehead album Trait, which isn't really an album, it's more like a five-song EP. That features Al Jorgensen of Ministry and Ian MacKay of Minor Threat / Fugazi. That's on Wax Trax, the Chicago industrial label. Interestingly enough, I guess that was sort of, according to what I've heard, that was an attempt of Al Jorgensen to try and fuse industrial and hardcore together, that whole Palehead experiment. It's good. I mean, all the songs kind of sound the same, and I Will Refuse is about the best of them, but definitely interesting. Before that, Optimus Crime with Crust Speech the Musical from their self-titled 7-inch. I believe they were formerly from Kansas City. And we started everything off with Austin's Iron Age doing The Way Is Narrow from the single of the same name. You know, I bought that at a show during South by Southwest at Red 7, and I bought it from a distro that was set up on a pool table, and it was just like shit tons of records, and I bought that one, and they wanted, I want to say, $6 or $7 for it, and it was kind of a pain in the ass to find at the time, but even though the covers were water damaged and everything, they still wouldn't cut me a deal. Still, record plays fine. Cover is a little boogered up, but whatever. Worth owning if you can track down a copy. The Seeing Eye or something like that. They're full length. It's good, but really, if you own the Way Is Narrow single, you've pretty much got everything they do. I mean, they got really overhyped there for a minute, and that full length just didn't live up to said hype. Okay, next set. Some hardcore, high energy, high octane rock and roll. I think all three of these bands have all released something on Sub Pop in some way, shape, or form. Interesting. As a matter of fact, this first single is on Sub Pop Records, from the Marie single. This is the Super Suckers with the 19th Most Powerful Woman in Rock.
Cock and pop, do you all drive? She's a 19th Please try again. Enter a 5-digit MusicNet code, or to spell an artist's name, press 1. Spell the artist or group's name on your phone keypad. First name first, using 7 for Q and 9 for Z. The Super Suckers, La Mano Cornuda. To preview this album, press 1. For price, the Super Suckers play slightly grunge and metal-influenced punk rock on La Mano Cornuda. The group features a guitar-heavy attack, anthemic songwriting in the spirit of early punk groups like the Ramones, and an irreverent attitude.
ソウルスパイラーズへ、これからもクールな音楽を作り続けてください。応援しています。
Make it up by the machine.
I have no idea what the fucking American Soul Spider is, but man, doesn't it sound badass. From their EP, Drunk on Cock, that was New Bomb Turks with, obviously, American Soul Spiders. That comes on gorgeous purple vinyl. It's a 10-inch put out by Engine Records. Before that, Murder City Devils did Get Off the Floor from their self-titled debut. It was re-released on vinyl, 3-4 years ago on Sub Pop. Surprisingly, you can still get them for probably face value. Original retail price. I really figured those things were going to sell out and it was going to be a pain in the ass to track them down, but no, you can still pretty easily pick them up. And we started everything off with the Super Suckers doing the 19th Most Powerful Woman in Rock. That is the B-side to the Marie single on Sub Pop. Both those songs, I believe, on their album La Mano Cornuda. Yeah, or something like that. All right, last set. We're going to do ska punk, but I'm going to try and make it as more punk than ska, if at all possible. And we're going to start it off with the band who created the term ska core. This is the Mighty Mighty Bosstones from their debut album with the title track, Devil's Night Out.
these houses look the same. Wandering in and out, wandering all about.
Many apologies for the hiss and pop on that last track. That's what happens when you pay $2 for a record on eBay. Anyhow, that was Blue Meanies doing Smash the Magnavox off of the Skankin' in the Pit US-Japan split compilation that can be found on their full-length album Kiss Your Ass Goodbye, if I'm not mistaken. I think so. Fairly sure. Anyhow, Against All Authority before that from their split with Les and Jake doing Hard as Fuck, perhaps two of the best Florida ska punk bands ever. And there were a lot during the 90s, so that's saying something. And we start everything off with the Mighty Mighty Bosstones doing the title track to Devil's Night Out. That comes from a double 10-inch that also comes with the Where Did You Go EP on there as well. So definitely worth your money. You can actually probably find that at your local Hot Topic for about $5. Definitely better than the $20 it was originally costing. Nice heavy-duty vinyl, gorgeous packaging, gatefold, but yeah. Anyway, you can pick it up cheap. It's usually on clearance at a Hot Topic somewhere in the United States. Okay, that just about does it for this week's show. I've had a very long, busy day, and it looks like I'm going to have a very long, busy day tomorrow at work as well, in addition to getting my taxes done and everything. It's that time of year. I probably should have done some sort of Valentine's Day-themed show, being as how it's on Monday, but I didn't have the heart, and man, you know what? These songs were far more enjoyable to play today. Thanks for listening. As always, tell your friends with record labels and bands they need to send me records. I can be found, as well as this podcast can be found, each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. at rockstarjournalist.com. That's the blog where we have reviews of musical publications and vinyl records and news of that sort, all of the sort of touchy-feely aspects of musical culture so desperately needed in this digital age. And you can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Until next week, thanks for listening.